the wise men came from the east, then departed for their own way to another country, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, Matthew is intentional when he says these magi went home by another way. And this is not only geography, but it is theology. The nations drawn by Christ are now being turned from the way of Herod, the way of fear, power, self-preservation, and are beginning to walk the way that leads to Christ. Matthew is slipping in a tie-in to how the first church, the first Christians, were called followers of the way. They go another way, not back to Herod. And Herod represents the old way of the world. And the old way is about control, anxiety, violence, and preservation of power. And therefore, returning to Herod would mean returning to death. The three wise men go another way because they are warned by God. God reveals which way to go, and they listen. And listening to God leads to a new direction, which is just like repentance. Repentance, which literally means to turn and go another way. And in that, I'm kind of reminded of a late 70s pop song by Fleetwood Mac, and it's titled "Go Your Own Way." When I think about these wise men going another way, not to theologize the song, but it had to do with a breakup. And the two members of the band ended up splitting, going their own way. So yeah, our culture instinctively knows this tension. You can go your own way. And a breakup, a parting of the ways, is needed. We too, distinguished apart from the world, separated from the world, need a breakup with Herod. The following of the ways of the world, that's just not going to work anymore. Because that just leads to death. Here's the first time in the incarnation that Christ is revealing a new way for the nations, the Gentiles, you and I. Gentiles are the first to physically embody this shift. Before the cross, before Acts, before the church is even named followers of the way, Matthew is planting a seed that will grow later. He introduces the way now being walked. Now the Magi return to their own country, their regular homes, their regular vocations, just like you and I. But what changes is the path of allegiance. Yes, they re-enter the same world, but now redirected by God's revelation. That's because Christianity is an escape from the world. Christianity is re-entry into the world under a different Lord. Same roads, different destination. Same world, different king. Same life, but now lived under Christ's rule rather than Herod's fear. Those ways are very different. Herod's is one of grasping, anxiety, self-protection, and violence. And Christ's way is trust, reception, obedience, and self-giving. And although we still live among the Herods of the world, we no longer report to them. Ultimately, the Magi went home another way, not because the world disappeared, but because Christ had appeared. They had seen the Christ. And another way does not mean escape. It means they now bow to a greater king. And so also with us. We still live in a world of pressures, temptations, and fears. But we do not report to them. We instead go the new way of forgiveness. We are fed by God's revelation and then sent to walk the same streets, but under a different Lord. We can't visit Christ and then return to Herod. It's not the right way. It's not the right another way. We can't kneel in Bethlehem and still report back to the way of the world. Remember, to go back to Herod is to go back to the way of death. But left to ourselves, this is exactly the way we choose. That's why God has to intervene. The Magi are warned. See, God blocks the old road and opens a new route. And Christ did not merely come to attract us. He came to redirect us. Direct us to the way of life. And in that way, Christ removes the world's claim over us. He reveals a light to the nations. In other words, he turns the light on. And Isaiah spoke it well. Darkness covered the people, but the Lord's glory shall be seen. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy. And this is also the mystery revealed by Paul when he's proclaiming that message to the church to remind them. Just like we are reminded every year on this date of this mystery revealed. Why? That you may understand the knowledge of the mystery of Christ, which Paul says in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel. And to the intent of that, now that manifold wisdom of God is known to the church, to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, and all according to the eternal purpose accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. You can call it Three Kings Day, Magi, their names. You can say they're wise men from the east. Those titles don't really matter. This is the epiphany of our Lord. It's a revelation. But what it's all about, epiphany equals accomplishment. This is the accomplishment of another way. And another way is now the way of the church here in time. Created to go this other way, the way of the Lord, which is revealed, which is epiphany to our hearts and minds in and through the word and sacraments. We are fed this way. We are washed this way. We hear from God this way and are absolved this way. And this means that he accomplishes now in wisdom and all understanding to the Gentiles, the nations. The nations, the four corners of the earth through his body, the church. The body that will be given for you is the same body that was given for the Magi. And that opened the new and living way. And the king that they once bowed to, Jesus, the Christ child, the rightful one that they bowed to, the same king that we bow to this day. We come to worship him, which means to bow, to kneel at his presence, the mystery revealed. And that is all about sacramental epiphanies. Divine. The Magi were divinely warned in a dream. And you are divinely redirected in a house, at a table, to arise, to awake, to arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And when the Lord arises, you know what that means? That means death is no more. The way of Herod is abolished by the brightness of his rising. And in Isaiah, it is written to arise and lift up your eyes. And I love that Hebrew word that is used there for lift, because it's a primitive root of to accept and advance. It's used in a variety of applications. Ones like to obtain pardon, to hold up with honor, to go on and receive and take away with you. The word lift means take it away with you. Lift up your eyes, therefore, is to go another way. After having been pardoned, after having received the revelation and light of God, the star that came over the child was the sign there, the sign shown. And so too is the cross, the sign for the nations, now where we can bow. Yet, we don't have any treasure to give, but we have treasure to receive. And when you remember that, when you follow the sign to where he is at, then you can be sent in peace. This goes back to this past Sunday's message. Sent in peace, but not by dreams, but by word and sacrament. Having met Christ, we do not return to the same things that whence we came, the ways of the world. We too, like the Magi, the wise men from the east, go another way. We go changed. We go oriented to a new direction. And yes, we ultimately go to a new country, a new home, after we depart in peace from this one. Fed, forgiven. That's where the star is. Walking in the way, in the light of a new day. This is the feast of that another way, another day. And it is the partaking of all things new, by shining lights, by revelation, by going another way, the way of the Christ child, for he has gone before us. His other way was the cross, and now that's where we are led. That's the light of a new day. That's our epiphany now and forever. In the name of Jesus, amen.